Now, my brothers and sisters, in ministering to you tonight, I'm going to speak over your lives before I start ministering words that God has given to me. And I want you to stick with me in this transition we're going to make tonight. Now, in ministering, three things have to take place. We know the word has to go forth, but ministering is consisting of faith, the anointing, and the glory. Now, the faith and anointing is our part, but the glory when God comes. I want you to sense, I want to take my time and let the anointing hit this place and hit your home and hit wherever you are. There's no distance in the spirit. I want to yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. And so, Father, we just thank you for your presence, and we thank you touching the globe. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. The 8th chapter. Very familiar chapter. There's something I want to share with you from that text and some things you need to know about that text that will enable you to move in the realm in which we're dealing with this week of the wealth transferred. The words that I want to speak over you, I got to get back to them. I got to find them. It is time to flow and soar in plenty. There's so much more God wants us to have and to do. But we must take him as our source and not depend on the system of men. The hour has come for God to show himself strong in plenty, prosperity, abundance, and wealth. It would be wise to train yourself in yielding to the stewardship anointing, letting the Holy Spirit teach you how to sow and flow in God's divine plan of increase for you and your calling. Now, my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, what we're about to get into now is real strong. Wealth comes to the body of Christ. The children of Israel knew wealth. In the early church, in the book of Acts, they didn't talk about wealth a whole lot, but when it got over into the Pauline epistle, the revelation started coming about abundance, and God wanted to have more than enough. But as we talk about wealth coming to the body of Christ, the two verses I'm going to read to open up, when they were praising and worshiping, the Lord said, tell them, it's a long distance between these two verses. Verse 17 and 18. Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. There's a long distance between those two verses of understanding one and being able to move from the 17th verse to the 18th verse. There's a lot of teaching, learning, things you have to go through to understand the difference between those two verses. Most people are still in verse 17. They may say they're in verse 18, but their lives don't bespeak verse 18. Their lives showing them working 2-3 jobs, trying to make it happen. There are certain things you have to go through. Now, I'm going to read those two verses, but do you understand now there's a long distance between those two verses? You know, sometimes you say 17, 18, 19, 20, but it doesn't work like that. The Holy Ghost just revealed to me, he said, tell them there's a whole lot of happening between those two verses. Yes. And I'm going to take you through some of it tonight, some of the things, so you can locate yourself. And when we come to start having this wealth transference understanding, let me say this before I read the verses. Many has have tried to separate righteousness and wealth. But actually, righteousness and wealth goes hand to hand. When understood properly, they flow together. And the reason I have to preach it so strongly, so-called real holy people has ignored it. Now here in this chapter, chapter 8 of Deuteronomy, verse 17, "And thou say in thine heart, my power." Now underline my power. My power. See, as long as you're in my power, you can't shift to the other power. See, many think they're in the other power, but they're still in my power. See, they're still trying to do it themselves. They're still trying to get education or something, trying to make it happen. And they never shift to the other power because they think they have power. Jesus. "And thou say in thine heart," there your soul is again, "my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth." Then verse 18, now there's a long distance, there are thousands and thousands, probably trillions of miles of understanding and wisdom and revelation. You heard me? Yes, sir. Understanding, wisdom, and revelation between these two verses. Yes, sir. Okay? Most Christians never get to the 18th verse. My job is to plow in the body of Christ and plow in your life tonight that you understand that you can go to the next verse. Yes, sir. "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." See, start that. "For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father as it is this day." Now, in seeing this and understanding this, the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about different phases of coming up to the point that you can switch from verse 17 to verse 18. And I want you to be able to identify some of the things I'm going to say, your financial willingness experiences. Anybody ever had any? Yeah, I've had financial willingness. See, and then in this training, there's some wandering that has to take place in finances. Worries, anybody ever had a bill need to be paid? And then I like the one the Holy Spirit shared with me. I'm going to say it, then I have to explain it. Water coming out of the rock. You ever had that in your finances? You didn't know what the next move was going to be and the water came out the rock? Anybody know about that? Somebody say hallelujah. I love that when he told me that. Water coming out the rock. I said, what are you talking about? No, he said, yeah, a lot of times water came out the rock for you in your finances when you didn't know no better. And then there's another heavy word that we have to get past and get through to get to some of the things I'm going to say tonight. W-O-R-K. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Work. You have to pass through the work experience to know that the work cannot produce this wealth we're talking about. This wealth has to be transferred. And what about the waiting period? How long you been waiting? How long you been waiting to get out of debt? How long you been waiting for wealth? How many times you done quote scripture and not eaten none of it? Come on. Yes, sir. And then I'm going to run back home now. Then I got your wealthy place. Mm-hmm. You can get you to your wealthy place. So willingness, wandering, worry, water coming out the rock, work, waiting, and then come your wealthy place. Now listen. The lesson and teaching tonight will be rare, if not obsolete to the body of Christ. Now, because of money coming, the Holy Spirit brought this oversight to me and given me the right to make it an insight. to the divine right to the believer to get to their wealthy place. We want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, to get us between these two verses. Matthew 6:33, you want to put a note there. I'm going to make a statement, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I'm going to make a statement now. And I want you to recognize that I'm traveling through faith now. Then I'm going to come to the anointing and the glory going to hit this place. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been around long enough to wait on him. And so I feel the presence of God coming now, but I have some more teaching. I got some teaching I got to do here. I want you to see this because this is so important for you to move out of verse 17 and move in your wealth house in verse 18.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right. How many are willing to go? 2 Corinthians now. 2 Corinthians 5. And notice what that voice said now. 21. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that what? Now, when you say it righteousness, you say it wealth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I can't think of no. Yeah. Righteousness is impregnated with wealth. So when you got saved, you became pregnant with wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But in order for it to manifest, you got to know how to walk in righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Religion have tried to assassinate righteousness with rules and regulation. And God can't be God like he want to be for you. For there's so many rules. There's so many denominations. There's so many religion trying to hold you. You're going to have to almost, Cartelius Sukumande, be a renegade.
Yes, sir.
To walk in your righteousness. You're almost, yeah, you're just going to have to walk out. Say, no, I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. I see this in the book. God said we can have it. I'm going to have it. I'm not going to go by all y'all rules and y'all shutting me down. Goodbye. Righteousness, write this down. Righteousness is the most powerful position one can live in. Yeah, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's wealth, isn't it? If everything added to me, that's wealth, isn't it? My goodness, yes, yes. And I have down here Proverbs 13. Let's look at it for a moment. I'm just going to operate in faith till the anointing comes, the glory comes, then I'm going to shout whether you shout or not. I sense a moving of the Holy Ghost tonight. I sense that you're going to take that journey from verse 17 and step out in verse 18.
Yes, sir.
God, you're going to leave your power and yield to his power.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 13, I mean Proverbs 13, 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous.
Yep.
Now, I remember, I don't know what state I was preaching in some years ago. The Holy Ghost told me, said, don't say it's laid up.
Yes, sir.
It's time for it to move.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the wealth is moving to the righteous. Let's say it that way. The wealth is moving to me, to my house, to my situation, to my ministry. Woo! Call somebody and tell them wealth is on the move. Flowing. My, my. Go back up Oh, the Lord just showed me something. Go back up. Here, why some people don't have their wealth. In verse 20, 13 and 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Yeah. You see it?
Yes, sir.
But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. Tell somebody in your house, wherever you are, I'm about to get paid. I'm about to get off this system. I'm about to get paid, baby. I know y'all ain't saying it good enough. I'm about to get paid. See the Lord talking to us. We must stop being robbed of this divine right of being wealthy. We must stop being robbed of this divine right that we have of being wealthy.
Yes, sir.
You must know and accept the fact that wealth is God's will for you. And turn to Isaiah 119 and Job 36:11. Get those two verses down for yourself. You must know and accept the fact that wealth is God's will for you if you have learned the lesson of obeying him. That's a lesson, see? That's a lesson. You have to trust him in the wilderness. So he can show you how he can flow in hard times. Oh man, my wife and I can talk about some wilderness we went through. We just didn't complain. We just kept praying, but we went through some, you know. So that's Isaiah 119 and Job 36:11. Now, you brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere we're going to hook up with the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And wealth going to be released up in here.
Yes, sir.
look at righteousness and wealth flowing together. Turn to Psalm 112. Now, I want you to see this because I can't take it no further if you don't see this. You got to see this. You just can't be reading scripture. You got to see this. Once you see this, you will never be augured out by no demon or nobody else that you're going to live in your wealthy place before you leave here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Psalm 112. Look at righteousness and wealth flowing together. Wherever righteousness is, divine wealth has a right to live there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Won't you give it an invitation tonight? Won't you give it an invitation? As you hear this, wealth cometh to me right now. See? Yeah, because see, righteousness, and I'm hearing this, righteousness is the banker of wealth. And so you have a wealth banker living on the inside of you to carry out wealth business. I never heard that before, boy. I love it though. Oh boy, I'm about y'all let me leave you. I'm about to grow some more now.
Yes,
I found out I got a wealth banker on the inside of me. See, I didn't even know. It just come up in the spirit, you see.
Yes,
a wealth banker, righteousness is a wealth banker. Righteousness is the banker of wealth.
Yes, sir.
Wealth was made only for righteousness. But the sinner stole it.
Yes, sir.
But if we bankers start opening our vaults,
yes.
That wealth that the sinner's been sitting on,
yes, sir.
Ooh, gonna come back to God's people.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'm a wealth banker. Good God. Everywhere I go, wealth go. Wealth looking for me.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. I have a wealth bank on the inside of me. Because righteousness, I just heard it in the spirit. Righteousness is a well bank.
Yes, sir.
Notice this now. See this, Psalm 112, verse 1. Oh my goodness, I feel the anointing coming. I'm shifting from faith to the anointing. The glory is going to hit in a few minutes. Hallelujah.
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 Wealth cometh to the body of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him because your wealth moment has come. Praise him because your debt cancellation has come. Praise him that you're about to move into your mansion. Praise him that you're going to be the biggest giver in your church. Praise him. Praise the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to praise him. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Now notice this, sit down, notice this, see this. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Look at verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Wealth and riches shall be in his neighbor's house. No, wealth and riches should be in white folks' house. Wealth and riches should be in smart folk house. No matter what color you are. If you understand your righteousness, righteousness have no culture. Wealth, he said wealth and riches. Then he used the word right after. Look what the word he used right after. Shall be in his house, and his righteousness endured forever. My. Hold my mute till I shall. Verse 4, it said, unto the upright there riseth light in darkness. Oh, pandemic time.
Yes, sir.
Don't panic. Walk in your righteousness. Oh my, he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. See, your righteousness is God's MO. He operates in righteousness, and he's a righteous God. Look at one more verse here. I wrote it down. Verse 9 of the same opening, Psalm 112. He had dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. That's talking about righteousness. And that's talking about looking at righteousness and wealth flowing. Did you see righteousness and wealth flowing together there?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You see, do you see I have a right?
Yes, sir.
To be blessed and walk in wealth and walk in prosperity and walk in abundance?
Yes,
I have to know that. I have to know that. I have to have faith for that and have the anointing for that and wait on the glory to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Job. Turn to Job. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Job one time. We can't be talking about this and don't talk about Job, even though he got in some trouble, but he got out.
That's right.
I want to read, if I can get to it, a man who accused Job, but the man who was accusing Job preached a good message. Yeah, Job wasn't doing what he said he was doing, but Job didn't need that message, but it was a great message. It was a great message, man.
Yes,
yeah, sometimes somebody trying to help you preaching to you, you might not need it, but it's a good message. Now, God gives Job as an example of righteousness and wealth. You're not going to even miss this. You're going to have to ask the person next to you three times to help you miss this. God is displaying this for us to see it, to know we can have it. I'll tell you the fact, I don't hide it. I watched it long enough till I got it. I knew along with my righteousness, wealth should be in my house, in my life. I watched it long enough. I said, all right, but hold on. I went through the wilderness. I saw the water come out the rock. I was waiting like everybody else. But I caught Tuesday. I looked. I said, they're waiting too long. Don't take God this long. See y'all later. Two fingers.
Yes, sir.
That mean I ain't coming back. I walked out of denominations that were just going around in circles. And when you talk about money, they get chilly. They get cold. Everybody trying to get to heaven. You already in heaven. You a child of God. Let heaven come down here. Manifest itself through you. That man may know they're not in control. Our God's still in control.
Yes,
He's control of the wealth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world. They're not in control.
Yes, sir.
We've got to transfer some of this stuff.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And I'm going to be right in the way.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Notice this witness of God about righteousness and wealth with this man Job in the first verse. Look at this, Lauren. 1:1. Watch what he said. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. Now, here he is. Perfect and upright. Now, you see, that's righteousness. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now, God bragging. Look at the third verse now. God wants us to know that. Why God put this in the Bible? Huh? Why God put this in the Bible? We didn't need to have all this in the Bible. His substance also, he's a righteous man now, was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. I believe you can make it on that. And 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of these, God bragging, on a righteous man living in wealth. Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
God gave Job as an example of righteousness and wealth functioning together.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The unlimited wealth life is for those that favor God's righteous cause. I always like this little voice, Psalm 35:27. Yeah, you put a shout in me. And then we'll go to Joshua 1:8 and see how to instill a wealth platform in you. Prosperity, how to put it on the inside of you. Joshua 1:8 show you how to put it. It don't come through memory, it comes through meditation.
Yes, sir.
You get soaked with revelation. Soak with understanding, soak with wisdom about wealth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Preach, Leroy.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel my hip coming, boy.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 35:27. You see that? You see that? You see it? Unlimited wealth. Say unlimited wealth.
Unlimited wealth.
See? Unlimited wealth. Life is for those that favor God's righteous call. Yes, a righteous man, a righteous woman, favoring God's righteous call, said, whatever I do, I'm going to glorify you.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes,
see?
Sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to live in righteousness. Look what his voice says. Let them shout for joy.
Yes, sir.
And be glad.
Yep, yep.
That favor my righteous call. You see it?
Huh?
Yeah, let them say continue. What? Everything I have is to glorify God. Let the Lord be magnified. I be sitting on my porch sometimes. You know, I got a beautiful home. And I'm sitting in a big Boston rocker. I've been prayed about 2 hours and talked to the Lord and almost fell out the rocker sometime. And then somebody passed blowing their horn and somebody thorn break. I could hear them standing in their car. What kind of, who is this? What kind of house is this? But the Lord get glorified. Because it's not my house, it's his house. Yeah, let the Lord be magnified. What, look what he says, which has pleasure in the prosperity, in the wealth, in the abundance, in the plenty, whatever you want to call it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Almost 30 minutes. I might close in a few minutes. Hallelujah.
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 I go back to the old days when I was following my spiritual father and get in the spirit. Some said I had his anointing more than any man in the world. And sometimes that anointing, if I lag, that anointing will come upon me and it'll get off on the people in here and the people on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's true.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes men see this anointing and don't know what it is. And they don't know where it comes from. But it comes from spending plenty of quality time in his presence. He's always with you. You keep his hand on your shoulder. The letter without the spirit is dead. You have to know how to function in the anointing or the glory will never come. Whew. Notice here, I will give you instruction about prosperity, wealth, and abundance in Joshua 1:8. Turn there if you will. Joshua 1:8. This the way, they got on the board 1,233 live connection. When you're in the spirit, this is a live connection we're about to go to. Joshua 1:8. A live connection. A live connection to wealth, abundant. It's a live connection. See, because you have a part to play. This book of the Lord should not depart from thy mouth. What do you mean? Say it all the time. Yeah, say it. Say it. Say, I'm wealthy.
I'm
wealthy. I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm full of joy.
I'm full of joy.
Plenty in my life.
Plenty.
Prosperity in my life.
Prosperity.
Increases in my life. Abundance is in my life. Say it. Let it come out your mouth. You can't say what you see. Say what you create. Don't ever talk lack. Don't ever talk limitation. Don't get in the conversation. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Your mouth is a blueprint builder. Joshua 1:8. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate there and day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. And then put in your note, sit down and put this in your note quickly. In Psalm 1 through 3, it's the commentary of Joshua 1:8. It got to a point there in the third verse of Psalm, he did some things, he separated himself, but it got to a point, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Powerful. You see, I'm talking about prosperity. I'm talking about abundance. I'm talking about increase because all of that is included in wealth.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody get up in the house and run around. Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody recognize that I'm closer than I ever been.
Yeah.
Somebody recognize that it's happening right now. The glory angel. And the wild angels are loose on my behalf right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wealth is turned loose. The wild angels are flying around my house right now. The wild angels are bringing my wealth to me right now. The wild angel is ready to cancel my bills right now. The wild angel. Now I heard this number. I'm going to give it to you. 14 wealth angels have been turned loose on your case.
Yep. Hallelujah.
I don't know why he said, I'm talking about everybody.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm talking about 14 for each one of y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
14. What? I'm glad I came to this meeting. 14 wealth angels have been turned loose on your case.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Not the person sitting next to you.
My case.
Notice, my brother and sister, I didn't leave the house with that. That came when I got in the anointing.
Yes, sir.
I kept hearing 14 angels. 14 angels. You know what 14 angels can do? Jesus. What one angel can do? 14. Yeah. I'm going to close. Let's look at one more verse here in Job 22. You know what I told you, the verse the man was reprimanding Job? He didn't know what he was talking about, because Job, in the aspect of reprimanding Job, he didn't know what he was talking about, but he had a good message. And you know, some may say, you're not rightly dividing the word, but I like that man's untimely message.
Yes, sir.
Because it says some things we need to know.
Yes,
write this down. Good insight about how to walk in work given to the wrong man, but will serve us well. Would you read the context? He was giving Job, oh my God, I feel the presence of God. 14 angels loose to manifest my wealth. Do you know why? Balance has to be done. When God trying to get something to you, there's demonic powers fighting. You remember? Remember Daniel prayed? What, it's 21 days? I don't know if you can handle this. 21 days from the day, you're going to be in another financial position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold fast to what you heard for 21 days, because the battle is on.
Yes, sir.
Everything that's been held back from you, everything that's been blocked from you in these 21 days, if you can hold out and praise him and give him glory and act like it's truth and shout and praise him, the angel is going to open that valve that's been closed.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you, Lord.
Cancellation. Reservation. Building. New places.
Yes, sir.
New dimensions. New levels. Send no testimonies in to me. Send them in to me. Oh my God. It's so much. Let me include. Sit down. We'll get to Job. I don't call people names for the sake, lest the Lord lead me. During this pandemic, I've received a raise of $2,700 for the remaining of the year. Also, this month, a bonus of nearly $500 was included in my check. The reason this is significant is because everyone did not receive a raise or get the extra bonus in their May's check. The owner of the company I work for also agreed that he would be including another bonus in my check within the coming weeks. I've also increased my seed and an offering during this time. Now that's wise.
Yes, sir.
You see what he did? He increased his seed and offering during this time. Thank you for your labor, diligence, and love. Hello, Apostle Thompson. I just want to say thank you for preparing us for wealth and health. I've had the most money in my bank account during this pandemic than I ever had in my life. I'm talking about having money and not living from paycheck to paycheck. You see, as an educator, I was still getting paid during this time. Checks start coming in the mail from back taxes that have been filed, and the money just keep increasing in my account. I was able to start paying for a few small bills, and I finished a project in my yard that I started 2 years ago. Even though I was spending some, when I would check my account, it seemed to keep growing. On May the 13th, I got a new vehicle. It is a forerunner, limited. The bank called me and said that I could go get what I wanted, and that my credit score was 30 points higher than I knew it to be. At first, I thought the lady had the wrong person. It didn't take me long to start jumping and shouting. Getting a new vehicle in the past have called for a down payment, or at least a trade-in. Then this time, I didn't have to do either. Wow. Only spent 15 minutes at the bank, wow, and only 30 minutes at the dealer before I was driving off on a new ride. Wow. Yeah. That means something to her. Yeah. That has never happened before. It has always taken hours, sometimes all day, to get a new vehicle. Well, listen to what she said now. I'm closing. And I'm going to receive the offering tonight. And that's why I want to read you, because I want to receive the offering, because I want you to recognize them 14 angels working tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen. Through this pandemic, I have never stopped giving and praising God. I have also been on a daily routine, come on, listen, of exercise, juicing, and smoothies. Yes, sir. I feel better and stronger. I'm so happy to be connected to this ministry. Everything that has been happening in my life is because of connection. I appreciate you, and I thank you daily for preparing us for such a time as this.
Yes, sir.
Now, this letter means something to me. Because we've been in preparation. Let me say something to you about your health. Watch what you're putting in your mouth. It's all, the whole epidemic is a flesh war. And it's targeting weak immune system. In 7 or 14 days, you could begin to reset your immune system by eating the right thing. Don't tell me you don't know what to eat. Just like you know not what you don't supposed to be eating, you know what you're supposed to eat. And so get yourself together, and God's going to take care of us. So now it's time for your offering.